Assistant Ranger and Recreation Grayling Brandt says the forest contracted to remove the damaged trees.
All in all, our estimates show they took out about 1,000 trees out of the interior of the campground. After the contract finished, it was up to Forest Service personnel to get it up to the National Health and Safety Standards. So we've been working on that.
He says the campground is still attractive, but has a different feel with many of the trees gone. He says it's not quite as polished as it usually is for the holiday, but he says there's more views of the lake. Some non-motorized trails are still closed, including 11 miles of the Jones Spring area and the 18-mile Popple Ridge Horse Trails. Brandt says they have contracts to clear more trees, and the goal is to get the closed trails opened in the next year. He says things are moving toward returning to normal.
All of our developed campgrounds are open. There are still a few dispersed sites that are closed. And hopefully, if everything keeps going the way it's going, we should have all those restored by the end of summer.
Visitors are reminded to check the website to learn more about what recreation areas are opened and closed. The windstorm on July 19th last year impacted roughly 1,800 miles of roads and 2,000 miles of trail on the forest and led to the closure of three developed campgrounds and multiple dispersed camping sites. Ken Krall, WXPR News.